السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك، عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت، وبقي الليل والنهار، ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين.
لبيك يا حسين، لبيك يا حسين.
لبيك يا حسين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Hello and welcome to this program, Labbaik Ya Hussein. Dear audience, I'd like to send my greetings to you around the world. Again, today I'm honored to host an expert in Islamic studies, Dr. Fani. Thank you very much indeed again. Dr. Fani, perhaps our audience want to know deeply what happened on Ashura, which made it so famous amongst the Islamic Ummah or the Islamic community.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Thank you very much. I'm honored to talk here about Imam Hussein and Ashura and the companions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. All the tragic events happened on the 10th of Muharram, which is called Ashura. But traditionally, when people are reviewing the history of the Ashura tragic event, this 9th of Muharram, a day before Ashura, is more devoted to Hazrat Abu al-Fazl Abbas.
So you mean that it is not the day on which Hazrat Abbas was martyred?
Right. Yeah, the martyrdom of all these martyrs and shuhada happened on the 10th of Muharram, which is in Arabic called Ashura, means the 10th day. But as I said, some from the first day of Muharram until the 10th, those who are commemorating the martyrdoms of all these martyrs, they devote one day, for example, for Qasim ibn Hassan, the son of Imam Hassan, and another day, for example, for Ali Asghar.
Right. These are just titles.
Right, but all happened on the 10th of Muharram.
So what do you think is the significance of Hazrat Abbas, which made people, you know, some authorities to label the 9th of Muharram as Tasu'a, devoted to Hazrat Abbas?
Okay. If we look at the companions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, we can distinguish two groups. One who are the relatives of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and the second part are the non-relative people. They are called ashab,
right?
Or in English we say companions. But from the whole general group of companions, those who are relatives of Imam Hussein are called Bani Hashim, means the children of Hashim, and it is referred to the grandfather of our Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, Muhammad. So amongst the ashab or companions, there were some figures who were highlighted in this event. For example, Habib ibn Mazahir Asadi. Habib ibn Mazahir Asadi was one of the greatest companions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, who at the time of his martyrdom was 75 years old. He was very old man and very sincere, very loyal to Imam Hussein. One of the people who were in Kufa and among those who invited Imam Hussein alayhi salam to come to Kufa. Unfortunately, many people are from Kufa did not stay with their promise and their invitation. And Habib was one of those who stayed with his invitation and was ready to be martyred for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So he is we can say leader of companions. And from the second group, who are the companions, who are the relatives of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, Abbas, Hazrat Abu al-Fazl al-Abbas, is leader of the second group, who are the very close relatives of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. He was the brother of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. His importance is that he was he is so important that I have to quote one of the scholars who was saying, if we want to have another Imam, infallible Imam, Hazrat Abu al-Fazl Abbas was a very good candidate to be the infallible Imam. Of course, we have only 12 Imam. And on all the people we have in Karbala, we want to come and pay respect and do ziyarah. After Imam Hussein, the first one is Hazrat Abbas, Abu al-Fazl Abbas.
Right.
If I want, I can elaborate more.
Okay.
The special position of Hazrat Abbas, Abu al-Fazl Abbas, was he was the one who was holding the flag. It is called Alamdar. In old days, the armies, the group of fighters, they had a big figure, a strong man, the very loyal man who was holding the flag on his hand. And that alam or flag was the symbol and sign of the whole strength of army. And Imam Hussein alayhi salam gave this flag and alam to Hazrat Abu al-Fazl Abbas. He was the alamdar. That was one of his features.
A symbolic, action.
Right, a symbolic which was representing of the strengths of the group, the fighters of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. The second thing, which is very delicate issue, is this title of Hazrat Abbas, who was called the Saqqa.
We are reporting for you directly from the holy shrine of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and the holy shrine of Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam, Bain al-Haramain. Thank you very much indeed.
What happened in that camp, let us remember. What happened in that camp, let us remember. Everyone's thirsty, calling for water. Everyone's thirsty, calling for water.
Welcome back. Okay, dear Dr. Fani, as you were telling me and our audience about the title of Hazrat Abbas, and perhaps our audience want to know a little bit more about the characteristics, personality of Hazrat Abbas, would you please bring us evidence from monk traditions or ahadith or something like that so that we can understand it better?
Sure. Well, I was talking about the special characteristic which made Abbas so important. One was his position as of the flag holder. The second one, which is actually very important in terms of how people are relating to him, was his position to be the Saqqa, the one who was supposed to bring water for the children of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. As you know, the event of Karbala happened next to a river called Furat or Euphrates in English version of this name. And when Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his group arrived in that area, they were the one who had the upper hand. So they were staying near that area for a week until Ashura. And in that time they had water, everything was there. When the army of the opposite group arrived, even they gave them water, allowed them to drink water and so forth. But as the time passed, when it is getting close to the 8th and 9th and 10th of Muharram, the army of enemy, they closed any ways to get water from this Euphrates River or Rue de Furat. So what happened? It is actually one of the descriptions of Ashura. We have in all the statements referring to this issue and in our narrations that Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family members were martyred while they were thirsty, atash, because it shows how harsh the enemy was. This group, Imam Hussein was the grandchild of the Prophet. His family, his relatives were companions of Prophet and Imam Ali. For example, Habib ibn Mazahir, which I mentioned, was one of the companions of the Prophet, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Hassan, and Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So these people who were opposing Imam Hussein, even they didn't allow Imam Hussein and his family members to drink water, to have access to water. On the day of Ashura, at the time that it was for 2 days they didn't have access to water, the kids, the women, they were all thirsty. And Imam Hussein alayhi salam asked him to go and break the line of these soldiers from the enemy who were protecting water not to be available for Imam Hussein group, to break that line and enter the river, get water, bring for them. He was successful to do so. He went there, but from the moment he saw the water, it is narrated that he was himself thirsty. He didn't drink water himself because he said, "My master, my lord, my brother, Imam Hussein, is thirsty. How can I drink water?" He just filled his special tank, small tank of water, to bring it back to the family of Imam Hussein. And it was on the way back which the enemies, they attacked him and martyred him. And he was martyred while he was thirsty, while he was doing this great mission for the children of Imam Hussein to bring water for them.
So throughout the narrations in some authoritative books, do we have any descriptions of the way that Hazrat Abbas was martyred in any special way?
Yes, it is narrated that when he started coming back, they attacked him. First, his right hand side hand was cut, then second hand was cut. He was on a horse trying to carry this bag of water or container of water with him. He somehow held this within his body because he didn't have. And then the enemy attacked him. He finally fell down from the horse. And during this time, he was reciting this poem that Wallahi in qata'tumu yamini inni uhami abadan andini, even if you cut my right hand or later left hand, I am always defending my religion, my belief, my creed, and I'm supporting Imam Hussein, who is the grandchild of our holy prophet. In qata'tumu yamini inni uhami abadan andini وعن إمام صادق اليقين. I am following and defending the Imam which I have wholeheartedly believe in him, نجل النبي الطاهر الأميني, who is the grandchild of our purified prophet and the trustworthy prophet. So he was martyred in this situation. His hands were cut off. His eyes were also hurt. When he fell down, he couldn't see. I want to recite this hadith from the fourth Imam, Hazrat Sajjad alayhi salam. He was son of Imam Hussein, and Hazrat Abbas was his uncle. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, Rahimallahu ammi al-Abbas. Oh God, bless my uncle Abbas with mercy. فَلَقَدْ آثَرَ وَأَبْلَى وَفَدَى أَخَاهُ بِنَفْسِهِ. He devoted and he sacrificed himself. He was in a very difficult exam. He sacrificed himself along the way of his brother. Hatta qata'at yada, until his hands were cut off. فأبدله الله بهما جناحين يطير بهما مع الملائكة في الجنة. As a reward in the heaven, God is going to give him two wings instead of his right and left hands in the heaven, and he can fly in the heaven like the angels. مع الملائكة في الجنة كما جو إلى لجعفر بن أبي طالب. The brother of Imam Ali was Ja'far. He was martyred without, and he was cut the hands. So he was also promised to have those wings on the Day of Judgment. وَإِنَّ لِلْأَبَّاسِ إِنَّ اللَّهِ مَنْزِلَةً. Abbas has a position. يَقْبِتُهَا بِهَا جَمِيعَ الشُّهَدَى يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. All the martyrs, they wish to be at his position.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. So, dear audience, you were listening to Labbaik Ya Hussein from the holy city of Karbala. As-salamu ala al-Husayn wa ala Ali ibn al-Husayn wa ala awlad al-Husayn wa ala ashab al-Husayn. As-salamu ala Abil Fadl al-Abbas, al-Abd al-Salih. Thank you very much indeed for listening. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Every clean soul on this planet will shout your name.
These words are coming.